As the House Republican leadership tried to push through what many consider to be weak immigration reform, and Obama loudly proclaimed that he'll assist illegal aliens with their wishes and needs through executive orders, my next guest is here to share an idea he has. Let those who want receive, in this case, the illegal aliens that they declared the support of and even admiration for. He recently wrote about this at townhall.com in a column entitled Send the Invading Illegals to D.C., Manhattan, Beverly Hills. He's also an author of his latest book, The Murder of the Middle Class, Wayne Allen Root. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, Chris. Good morning. And I must tell you, this is the murder of the middle class, this exact issue. I mean, there's many issues, but can you imagine at a time as we make this recording, I just found out in the last 48 hours two, you know, just incredibly devastating statistics. Number one, the net assets of the average American household is down by one-third. So in other words, everything you own in life that you've worked for your whole life is down by one-third since 2003 and down by half since 2007. And 36% of Americans, which is 77 million people, are getting calls from debt collectors. 77 million. That's how bad things are in America. There are no jobs. 93 million working-age Americans aren't working, and about 100 million are on entitlements, welfare. So you know those two numbers correlate. So nobody's working anymore. They're all sitting home watching Dr. Phil while they're on welfare. Their net assets are gone. Their net income is gone. They're getting calls from bill collectors, debt collectors. The country's in massive debt. And Barack Obama wants to let in not only hundreds of thousands of new hungry people with their hands out who expect welfare from cradle to grave. He wants to legalize 12 to 15 million that are already here so they can compete with you for jobs that don't exist and keep wages low for the rest of all time, which benefits big business. Hey, folks, if this isn't the murder of the middle class, I don't know what is.
Well, the joke's on the bill collectors that they're looking for money from the $100 million on welfare and assistance.
Exactly.
But, you know,
yes,
yeah, just to give a concept of what the weight of this illegal immigration surge would how it would hit everyday society. I saw the report from this past week from the U.S. Border Patrol. Every week they do a report of attacks, assaults, the level of safety for the border agents. And the attacks and assaults are way up from the illegal aliens crossing the border, the human traffickers, and the gang leaders. And then if you look at one sector in Arizona alone, there have been this year 120,000 arrests of illegal aliens. So there's a load that's being placed on the law enforcement in that sector of Arizona that takes them away from their daily duties of crime prevention and dealing with robberies and home break-ins and assaults and domestic violence calls, where they have to attend to something that wasn't part of the plan of on their list of things to do today. That's just, I think, an example of how this would affect society overall in the workplace, in the school system, in the social service arenas, which are already, as you mentioned with those stats, under huge burdens just from Americans.
And why do they send the illegals? You see the major cities where they're sending them, middle-class communities in almost all red states. Obama's trying to turn the whole country Democrat, or as you might say, purple, kind of mixed Democrat, but he doesn't want red states anymore. He wants them blue or purple. And this is all a purposeful attempt to destroy this country and turn it into a socialist nation. I should know. I'm Barack Obama's college classmate. And I'm telling you, folks, class of 83, Columbia University, every kid I ever met at Columbia, and these were, you know, they were off guard in those days. They didn't know whether they'd be presidents or senators. They were just kids like I was. And they all called themselves communists, Marxists, and socialists. They all said they hated America. I mean, I heard this every day for 4 years, how much they despised America and capitalism, how there was no social justice, there was nothing but inequality, black people can't get ahead, people of color can't get ahead, this is all the white power structure. I heard this, Chris, for four long, nauseating, disgusting years at Columbia University. And every one of these kids went on to serve in government or in Barack Obama's administration or in the media, which explains everything about why America is going to hell. The people that hate America, that hate white people, even though they're all white, but they were born rich, spoiled brats, they have guilt complex, and they went to the best prep schools, and they're just angry at their parents for the rest of their lives for giving them so much with nothing to ever have to work hard to get it. They're angry about that. They want to destroy America and capitalism, and they want to let all these people in, but you notice they never want to send them to their neighborhoods. Their kids go to lily white private schools that cost $40,000 a year. They ride around in limousines. They live on the Upper East Side of Manhattan or Georgetown in D.C. or they live in Beverly Hills or Malibu. I say send all the illegals to those towns. Let's see how they like it when illegals are on their doorstep in Malibu, California on the beach, or in Georgetown. They got to step over an illegal to get in their limo to get to Capitol Hill. We all know these people, Chris. They're called limousine liberal hypocrites, and they make me sick to my stomach, and I went to college with them all. Obama's one of them.
Or Wayne Allen Root, his recent column at townhall.com, send the invading illegals to D.C., Manhattan, Beverly Hills. He's also author of the book, The Murder of the Middle Class, Root, R-O-O-T, rootforamerica.com on the web. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, I'm thinking back, Wayne, wasn't it Nancy Pelosi who said when she went down to the southern border, which ironically John Boehner doesn't want to do because he'll see the truth then too, but when Pelosi went down there, she said to the crowd, well, two things. First, we the Americans need to treat these illegals as we would the baby Jesus. And second, she said, if I could, I'd adopt all of you. Why not make her wish come true?
Exactly. Or maybe we could take her words about Obamacare. You know, you got to pass it before you can find out what's in it. So now I think it should be, we got to let the entire world into America before we can figure out why they're coming here, right? Let them all in. And then we'll worry about whether every one of them wants welfare, food stamps, housing allowances, aid to dependent children, free schooling, free health care, free legal. Every one of them will be assigned a lawyer by Barack Obama. That's a fact. That's not me speaking. That's the new policy. Every kid gets assigned a lawyer to enrich the Bar Association because lawyers give Obama his number one source of campaign contributions. This is the murder of America and the murder of the middle class, and it's insanity. They're gangbangers. They're not sweet kids. They have tattoos from head to toe, and almost every one of them is from the most dangerous towns in the world. Look it up. Don't take my word for it. Google the murder capitals of the world, and you're shocked to see every city comes up in Central America. That's where they're all coming from, and my guess, Chris, this is just like when Fidel Castro emptied his prisons and sent them all to America on boat lift. I think it was called the Mario boat lift.
Yep.
I was a young kid. I don't remember anymore, but I know it's happening again. They're letting every criminal out of prison, every drug dealer and gangbanger and murderer out of prison in El Salvador and Guatemala, and they're sending them to America to ruin our country. That's what's going on. That's why I wrote the book, The Murder of the Middle Class. It's got a lot of great solutions, by the way, for this problem.
The idea, too, I mean, when you look at how it's a secretive policies that they're doing with the illegal aliens, they have these huge press tours, but they can't ask questions. The government leaders of ICE are not available for comment, no photos, no video. The governors of states aren't even told ahead of time when any illegal alien dumpings are taking place. Governor of Wisconsin, called by surprise. I mean, when you look at governors, we have a great compare and contrast. If you look at what Governor Rick Perry of Texas has done, calling up 1,000 National Guard troops to get down to the border, and by doing it through the state instead of waiting for the feds to do it, gives them the opportunity for arrest powers later, versus we have our governor here in New Jersey, Chris Christie, who won't even approach the topic, given the fact especially that the capital city of New Jersey, Trenton, is a sanctuary city.
You know, Republicans are cowards. It's just unbelievable what cowards they are. Number one, if you're afraid to mention the word impeachment, you are a coward and a disgrace to America and a disgrace to the GOP. Don't tell me that because of politics, you can't bring up impeachment. The reason Obama and his people are bringing up impeachment every minute, Chris, is because they want to make Republicans feel silly about it. You know, they want to bring it up 100 times. It's like when a guy cheats on his wife, he might make a joke about, oh, I would never cheat on you. Ha ha. Well, I couldn't get a better woman than you. He brings it up to make sure that it becomes like a laughing joke, and psychologically it becomes less important. I've seen it again and again with men. And so the same thing is true with Obama and his minions. They're bringing up impeachment more than Republicans are because they want to beat them to the punch and make the word meaningless. But the reality is Obama is a criminal. He's committing crimes against the American people and violations against the U.S. Constitution. And being that he's a constitutional lawyer, he knows every crime he's committing. So he's trying to dare the Republican Party to impeach me. Dare you, because, hey, I'm black and I'm beloved, and the American people, especially minorities and the guilty media that Wayne went to college with, they'll never allow you to impeach a African-American president. That's the reality, Chris. That's what's going on. We should be absolutely, with all seriousness, discussing the impeachment of President Obama for multiple criminal charges, and we should be discussing Congress, which holds the only purse strings. No president has anything to do with the money. He spends the money, but Congress allots the money and approves the money. Congress needs to punish this president for what he's doing on the border by withholding money. Hold the money up and show the American people that you have cojones.
Well, the House needs to get their backbone first. And what Wayne does with the murder of the middle class is you have an option. You can sit in your home behind a closed door, think you're safe, but, you know, just like with someone who is trying to hunt a deer, sooner or later you will be found and you will be taken out. And or you have the option of getting up and being proactive in defense first and foremost of your own domain and your life, but at the same time joining with others to realize that it's we, the people who are the employers, and those in the big buildings with the domes on them, they are the employees. And you could talk about term limits or various different procedures, but unless you get out and vote and let people know and let the elected officials know that you are the one with the power to hire and fire, that's a, you know, without that start, everything else is totally irrelevant. But what Wayne does with the murder of the middle class is it's a book of empowerment and a book of insight and education and motivation that does bring about change, just as long as it's up to you to help be the implementer of that change. You're going to read his latest column at townhall.com, find out more about his writing, his work, and his take on all the important issues at Root, R-O-O-T, for America.com. The Murder of the Middle Class's latest book, Wayne Allen Root. Thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris. God bless everyone listening. We got a big fight in front of us, and we need God's blessings, and we need to fight to save the middle class.